He was just 7 years old. His father had just come back from the front line in World War II, where he'd worked as a medic. But father and son did not discuss the war. Instead, they talked about insects. While the world tore itself apart, Bert Holdobler went on long country walks to look for beetles, butterflies, and more than anything, ants. Carl loved ants, but he was also fascinated by the wasps and the other animals that lived in their nests with them, behind enemy lines, as he put it. In the years that followed, the world changed. The Allies arrived in Germany, East and West were divided and set upon their separate paths. Meanwhile, Bert Holdobler remained devoted to ants. His approach was simply to study any ant that he happened upon in the hope of making new observations. He began by studying species like those his father had collected during the war. Next, he resolved how the beetles that inhabit some ant nests find their hosts. Soon, he came to study conflict. It was hard to ignore. Some clashes, like those of the pavement ant, seemed to drag on viciously without end. Others were harder to explain. Such was the case one day in Arizona when he found himself out in the desert on his belly, staring rapt at the ground. Having checked for snakes, he cleared a spot and made himself as comfortable as one can be out in the desert sun. Then he began to watch. His subjects were female American honeypot ant workers. In the 17th century, the King supporters, the Cavaliers, sported long locks, whilst the Roundheads, who were radical parliamentarians, favoured short hair, which through history has often been associated with extreme politics. The strict English Puritan William Prynne denounced the 1630s fashion for long curling hair as unlawful, effeminate, vainglorious, evil, odious, immodest, indecent, lascivious, wanton, dissolute, whorish, ungodly, horrid, strange, outlandish, impudent, pernicious, offensive, ridiculous, foolish, childish, and unchristian. So, not a fan then.